Welcome to this episode of Here's Something Good, a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Each day, we aspire to bring you the good news, the silver lining, the glass half full, because there is good happening in the world, everywhere, every day. We just need to look for it and share it. Here's something good for today. Phase one, phase two, no phase at all. Cities and counties across the country are emerging from the shelter-at-home rules imposed by the coronavirus. But not everyone is jumping for joy. CNN just released a poll showing that Americans are split in their feelings about returning to their old routines. About half feel comfortable about getting back to their former activities, while the other half are not. In the meantime, experts from the CDC are warning that the pandemic is far from over. Uncertainty seems to be the order of the day. So it's hard to stay positive and focused on the task at hand when we're either yearning for a happier, simpler past or fearing an unknowable future. The secret, though, may be found right here in the present. We spoke with psychiatrist Dr. Gail Saltz, who told us that there are basically two kinds of people. There are those who are oriented towards the good times of the past. And then there are those who are always looking forward to the next new thing. In these uncertain times, both types can benefit from focusing on the here and now. Here's what Dr. Saltz had to say.
People who are very future thinking in general, on the upside, really enjoy and look forward to planning things, but they also tend to be people who therefore think about the future a lot and perhaps worry about it. So what if this happens? What if that happens in the future? And now I'm anxious. So actually for those people, the task on both accounts is to move into the present as much as they can, because obviously they're stymied in the upside. And the downside of the what ifs is going to be making them more anxious at the moment because there's so much uncertainty. So for them, practices of the here and now and staying very focused on things that they can enjoy and partake of in the here and now. If you're making a nice meal, you know, future-oriented people tend to be like, well, this was good, but I'm shoveling it in my mouth and I'm not really paying that much attention because I'm thinking about what will I have, you know, next week. So practicing essentially mindfulness. You're going to sit down to your meal. You're going to think a lot about how it smells, how it tastes, how it looks, how it feels in the moment, trying to essentially have as much pleasure and participation in the here and now of your current enjoyable situation as you possibly can. And actually rehearsing that in various ways, whether it's a meal or a sitting with somebody you really care about and having had a lovely conversation that you appreciated and all the nuances of that, that practice of the here and now will actually serve you really well. I mean, some people are going to come out of this thing with some skills, some coping tools that actually help them in the long term.
I also asked Dr. Saltz about people who are past-oriented, those who have nostalgia or even remorse, and somehow think that things will never be the way they were.
Again, that's a very anxiety-produced thought because, of course, we have tremendous uncertainty and we don't know. And there's every possibility that it will be in, let's say, 2 years, exactly the way that it was before. We just don't know. So again, I would urge them also to stay away from, as opposed to what I was talking about before, where we said those are people who tend toward anxiety, the very future oriented. People who stay very rooted in the past tend to be ruminators, right? And they tend to have mood issues more than anxiety issues. So what happened and I can't change it and I'm thinking about it over and over and over again. That's called rumination. So again, a good way to get out of ruminating is to be focused very much on the here and now, but it is again about bringing your mind into the present and focusing, using all your senses on things that are happening in the here and now.
It's wonderful to learn that we can help relieve our current anxiety by being more present in the here and now. For more insights from Dr. Saltz, visit her website at drgailsaltz.com and check out her podcast, Personology, on iHeartRadio. Everyday activities such as savoring a meal or a conversation with a friend can provide real psychological benefits and alleviate worries, whether they're concerns about the future or sadness about the loss of the past. But we should also savor our memories of the things we've enjoyed and that we will enjoy once again. By focusing on the things we like, we can guide our perspective to a more positive place. The same is true of new everyday activities we've gained during lockdown. New recipes, new good habits, new skills. All of these new activities that were brought about by adapting to these extraordinary circumstances can continue to benefit us well into our new normal. So here's something good for today. As we move towards this new future together, we can embrace the present moment and take with us all the positive changes we've made and the habits we've gained. In doing so, we can find comfort and even joy in the everyday activities we have right in front of us. So when you're thinking about tomorrow, remember those words attributed to Gandhi. The future depends on what you do today. Thank you for listening, and please share today's Something Good with others in your life. This is Kim Azzarelli, co-author of Fast Forward and co-founder of Seneca Women. To learn more about Seneca Women, go to senecawomen.com or download the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Here's Something Good is a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Have a great day. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.